Well, and hello, 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 and welcome back to AM 790 Talk in Business, where you are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island. We are getting all geared up for this weekend's Memorial Day lighting. It's Brown Commencement Weekend, and it's Memorial Day Weekend. It's Brown Alumni Weekend. There's going to be a lot happening in this city, and again, our first full water fire lighting of 2016, which just gets me all excited, because now I know summer's here, we're ready to go, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And on that note, with everything happening at Brown, well, here's something I just wanted to kind of put out there. I don't know why I was doing this, but I was researching the history of Memorial Day, and on the History Channel, on the web, on their website, it said, and I didn't know this, that one of the earliest commemorations was organized by recently freed slaves, and that was back in the 1800s, where recently freed slaves went, and there were Union soldiers that were held as prisoners of war. A lot of them passed away. They were put in a mass grave. And in order to commemorate and thank them, these slaves and Charlestonians, because this is all happening down in Charleston, South Carolina, went and made proper graves for everybody. And that was one of the first kind of kickoffs for Memorial Day, which I think is really kind of cool. And, you know, as I was sitting there reading that, I got this wonderful email about what's happening at Brown University. It's specifically, I'm being produced by the Department of the Africana Studies and the Rights and Reason Theater, and there is a wonderful play that is going to be opening tonight, and it's tonight and Thursday and Friday, and then there's a matinee on Saturday, and it's called Afiba and Her Daughters, and it's a story of a Jamaican family's heritage and the legacies of slavery and colonialism. So I thought that was kind of a funky tie-in with the history that I discovered, you know, about Memorial Day today. And so I've got my friend John Amy on the line. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little tired.
Well, I know you're tired because you're directing this show, right?
I have. It's a very complicated show and really a wonderful one. It's kind of you've got an epic sweep to it. It encompasses the events of 1818 and the mid 19th century and the coming of independence, and is about the heritage and legacy of the colonial period in Jamaica. But it's all focused on the decisions made by women within a family, which includes descendants from one particular slave woman who killed her master.
Oh, wow.
And it focuses around events in 1968 to 1978, which, as in this country, and even more so, were a tumultuous decade there.
Yeah, absolutely. And the woman who's written this is, can you pronounce it? It's Nicosia Shakes.
Nicosia,
right?
Shakes.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about her? She's a PhD student at Brown?
She is a PhD student. She's a fifth year. She's finishing up her work in Africana Studies. And she has a background in theater in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And is also writing about the position of women within post-colonial societies, and has done a lot of work in South Africa as well as in Jamaica and the Caribbean at large.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, has a wonderful sense of the way in which history can become very personal in the decisions made by the women in this family.
Absolutely. And, I'm very interested, because I was reading the press release on this. There's a lot of music that is integrated.
Indeed.
Into the show. I know that, but it's original music, right?
It is. Both original music and music that sets really the various periods of Jamaican history. There's mento music and ska music and reggae music, and there's a wonderful local band, the Mystic Jammers.
Mm-hmm.
And a new music by Lonnie Plinton, who's the artistic director of the Mystic Jammers.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great show. What's the running time of it, John?
It's about 2.5 hours, about 2 hours and 15.
All right, and as I said in the beginning, I know it's tonight is the big kickoff and your opening night, and then this is free and open to the public, right?
It is free, right, absolutely.
And so it's free, open to the public, and it's, we're at Churchill House on Angel
it's
Street?
It's at Churchill House. It's 7 o'clock on tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday, and at 11 o'clock in the morning because of the graduation schedule. on Saturday.
Very nice. Well, I know that we're going to put information up on the website, on the Waterfire website, and we'll promote it on Facebook. It just sounds like it's a really thoughtful and an incredible play. If you were to describe it, would you say that it is something more of a heavy tone, or how would you describe the play itself?
You know, it's hard to describe. I don't know any play exactly like it, because on the one hand, it's got an epic sweep to it,
mm-hmm.
and it's got characters playing roles in 1818 of a master and a slave, and then the same actors portraying roles in a challenged but nonetheless loving marriage.
Yes.
In 1968 and 1978, and a daughter of that marriage who is trying to find her way through all the issues of black power and nationhood and the post-colonial troubles of Jamaica.
And John, just one quick question for you. What really drew you to this this play and wanting to produce it?
Elmo Terry Morgan is the artistic director of Rights and Reason, and Elmo thought I was the right person to direct it, which surprised me a little bit at first, but I read it, and it's a wonderful writing, and I'm just delighted to be part of it. It started as a domestic drama, but it always had that kind of historical reach to it, and bringing in the history of Jamaican music in relationship to its political history has to me made it wonderfully theatrical.
Well, you know, John, I want to thank you so much for coming on, telling us a little bit about what we can expect. Hopefully our listeners will make it to see the play. I know that I'm going to try to make it with my husband, Richard, who, by the way, says hello.
Hi.
And definitely...
We go back a long ways, and we're actually very active in that period of the 1970s as experienced here in Rhode Island.
Yes, I know. I've heard stories, John, lots of them.
But there are a few.
We hope to see you, hopefully maybe tomorrow night or Friday night, and we will be directing people to go see this play. Again, it sounds absolutely wonderful, and we will put more information up on the Waterfire website. So, John, break a leg with your opening night.
Fantastic. Yeah. And it's great to be directing Rights and Reason, which came out of that very same period. So all right.
Very nice. Well, listen, it's been great talking to you. Everybody, you are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And when I get back, what's the coolest thing now that is happening? What used to be Water Place Restaurant is now being opened up, so one of the best seats in the house, now called Skyline, is going to be open and ready for business so everyone can enjoy themselves down in the basin. We'll be talking to Mike Mata and Dave Fontarelli when we come back. Bye-bye.